When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Why did you feel like you needed to put a mask on? I know from a personal experience, I wore a mask to feel like I needed to fit in and feel safe for many years. Growing up playing sports and school and, you know, as a young adult, I felt like I needed to protect myself with a mask. But why did you wear masks?
Ooh, for many reasons. One, you know, I'm from North Carolina, right? From the South. I grew up learning how to code switch and conform watching my mama, right? So we go to the bank, and if she's talking to, you know, the white lady that work at the bank, but her voice is different, I'm like, oh, wait, is this how we talk? Oh, okay, if my mama came to school and talked to teachers, and, you know, all my teachers were white. In my town, it was only black and white. There was no in between. I didn't see like Hispanics or any of that stuff until I grew up and became an adult. So I learned very early, oh, this is how we have to talk to people who are not black. I didn't know that that was code switching back then, but it was like, oh, to be treated a certain way, to be respected, to be seen. That's what we have to do. And then growing up and working in corporate America, being told like in a call center, people hearing my voice saying, oh, are you black? I don't want to speak to somebody black.
No way.
Oh, absolutely.
Come on.
Oh, absolutely, honey. And so I would learn to mask it even more, to push it down even more. And then getting into entertainment, hearing, oh, you sound country, you're going to have to learn to cover that. So it became like, I'm doing it for, you know, just my normal school and work. I'm doing it for corporate America. Now I'm doing it for entertainment. And then it came to like, oh, you could come to LA. I used to, you know, have my hair was always already natural, but they were like, for your skin complexion, straighter hair, okay, certain size, sound neutral used to be the word I would always be given.
No and, accent, yeah.
No accent, be as neutral. No one should know where you're from. And I believed that. And so I created that Tabitha to get jobs, right? The one thing that my mom and them, they named me Tabitha. So my first job at Winn-Dixie, I'll never forget. I put in the application, dropped it off, and I got a call. And they were like, oh, we want to bring you in for an interview. I was like, okay, great. So I get there, and the assistant manager, when I walked up, clearly thought I was white from my name and how I sounded on the phone, right? So when she looked at me, I was like, I'm here for an interview. She was like, did somebody call you for an interview? I was like, yes, ma'am. Said her name, and it was her. She was like, I'll be right back. Ended up getting a job because the actual store manager had came. His name was David. He was an older man who was great. He was like, I'll interview him. My name always used to get me jobs, crazy enough, because people thought I was white. There weren't no black Tabithas around. It was like, it's a Bewitched name. It's a name from Bewitched.
Wow.
that's where my mama named me from. So it was conforming to survive. My ancestors had to do it to survive, right? And it was passed down. But we don't have to do that anymore. Mm. I'm enough just as I am from Eden, North Carolina. Honey, the very thing that I used to cover about myself is the thing people love about me the most now.
Wow.
It's crazy. But I didn't know. I believed what I was sold. Somebody sold me a lie and I bought it. But now, honey, I returned it and got all my money back.
I bet so, with interest.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it was more challenging, you know, in North Carolina growing up, trying to succeed or get opportunities, or more challenging in Los Angeles, Hollywood?
Oh, definitely Los Angeles.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The thing about the South is, especially in North Carolina, I love my, you know, North Carolina is the best place anywhere. I mean, I love it. But it was always very clear. It wasn't hidden. Mm. You know exactly who you're talking to.
Interesting.
Right? Ain't no secret about it. Right?
So whether they liked you or not.
Yeah.
It's clear.
Yeah, yeah, if I want you around or not. Like, it's very clear.
Out here.
It's Hollywood, honey. They hide the truth. You don't know that they don't really fool with you until after the fact, right? Or if you find it out in an email or you see it in the trays or whatever, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You acted like we was cool, but we really won't. You didn't really like me, you know? So it's more hidden here. People be out here acting. They be wearing masks out here. And you know what? I don't even care about that. Like, whatever's meant for me, I wholeheartedly, in this season of my life, I truly know what God has for me. It is for me.
I was just saying this to my fiance, Martha. I was telling you, she got excited. She did a great audition recently for something. Mm-hmm. And she was really excited about the possibility. I go, you're going to get this if it's meant for you and if it's in alignment with your truth and
That's
your
right.
future. And if you don't get it, it wasn't meant for you.
It wasn't meant for you, huh? That's
and
right.
You don't need to be upset about it, or, you know, maybe you can have a little moment of like, oh, okay, this idea of I wish I could have got it. But you don't want to go through years of stress on something that's not meant for you.
That's right. That's right. Listen, when the thing is meant for you, there is nothing that will stop it. Like, God is not even complicated. He's not. He's very clear. We complicate things.
We're in our head too much.
Yeah, we're in our head too much. We're overthinking it. Yeah. You know, we'll get an opportunity, and before the opportunity is ours, we will play out every single thing. Like, oh, if I do this, and then I do this, and then. We ain't even got it yet. Let's see if it works out for us first, and then we can expand on it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.